Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin. We begin Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, about 8-10 lines up from the top, and we remind ourselves of a conversation we had yesterday, a famous discussion about whether you do or you do not eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And yesterday we brought down the first version of the discussion, which is the way it's brought down La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and that is that Meisav havu yasve, you should sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, however, bruche lo briche, but you don't make a bracha. And that was the unanimous opinion according to the first version. Today we have Ikud di Amri, again, about 8-10 lines down from the top, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Ikud di Amri, there is an alternative version that says, no, in regards to a bracha, everybody agrees that you don't make a bracha. Yes, that we said in regards to sitting, everybody agreed that you sit, and the only machlokas is, do you or do you not make a bracha? Today's version says, no, in regards to a bracha, kuliyama lo pligid lo mevarchinan, everybody agrees that you don't make a bracha. That is today's version. Where do Rav Yehuda and the Chacham argue? So, ki pligi leman diomar shiva lesukkah, according to the man diomar, Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Rab, that we view Shmini Atzeres as being on the seventh day, so then, meisav yasvinan, you have to go sit in the sukkah. However, Ulaman de Omar, Shmini, Lazet, Velazet, according to Rabbi Yochan, who said that, in fact, we look at the eighth day as being Shmini Atzeres, and not the seventh day, so then, Mesav Nami Lo Yasvinan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you wouldn't go and even sit in the Sukkah. And on this version, Omar Rabbi Yosef, said, Nekot Rabbi Yochanan Biyodcha, you should take Rabbi Yochanan's opinion to the bank. Yesterday we said you should take Rabbi Yochanan's opinion to the bank that says that you go and sit in the sukkah and don't make a bracha. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said you sit in the sukkah and make a bracha. Today we have one level different, so to say. Today we say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't even sit in the sukkah. Mesav nami lo yasvinan. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says you do sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. And Rabbi Yosef says, Amar Yosef, nekot Rabbi Yochanan biyodach. Go and follow Rav Yochanan's opinion that you don't even sit in the sukkah. Meisav nami lo yasvinan. The Mori d'shmaisa money, because who is the author of the statement? Now, the way Rashi understands this is talking about Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Mori d'shmaisa money, who's the author of the statement? It's Rav Yehuda b'reid Rav Shmuel, who said in the name of Rav. The iu amar mishmei de Rav, as Rashi says, v'chazinan le delo obid kishmaisa, and we don't follow that opinion. And the Gemara says, "Ubishmini sofik shvi." And when you have Shmini Atzeres, which is it the eighth day or is it the seventh day? Sveka diyoma. So levar misuka Yosef. Today's version says, the Rav Yosef said that we follow Rav Yochanan's opinion, like he said yesterday. But yesterday, Rav Yochanan's opinion was sit in the sukkah without a bracha. Today, Rav Yosef is saying that Rav Yochanan's opinion is that we do not sit in the sukkah on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara concludes, however, and says, V'hilchasa, the halacha, according to the second version as well, is not like Rav Yochanan. V'hilchasa, meisav yasvinan, we follow the opinion of Rav Yehuda, b'reid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, in the name of Rav, Beruche lo mevarchina. We sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. So the conclusion of both versions is the same, albeit the first version paskins like Rav Yochanan, and the second version, albeit Rav Yosef says to paskin like Rav Yochanan, the second version ends up paskining like Rav Yehuda, b'reid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, in the name of Rav. Again, meisav yasvinan, beruche lo mevarchinan. And the same discussion that we had at the end of yesterday's shiur in terms of halacha lemaisa, in Shulchan Aruch it is brought down that you should sit in the sukkah. Again, many have the custom not to sit in the sukkah. Each person should follow their custom, albeit if a person doesn't have a custom, my Rebbeim always have taught me that the more correct way is to go and sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, both at Leil, at the nighttime, as well as during the day, but not to make a bracha of Leishah Basukkah, of course. Mark continues and says, I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Omrim Zman b'Shmini Shel Chag. Rav Yochanan paskes that on Shmini Atzeres, you make a Zman, which is again the Brocho Shechionu. However, as opposed to by Sukkot, by the last days, you do, the Ein Omrim Zman b'Shmini Shel Pesach, but you don't make on the last day of Pesach, which also has the status of Yontif, of Melocha, being Aser. So we have a parallel in some ways between the last days of Sukkot, quote, last days of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So there, Rav Yochanan says, you do make a Shechionu, but on the last day of Pesach, which is the seventh day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, or both the last days in Chutz Laaretz, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus as well, you do not make a Shechionu. In fact, the last days of Pesach are the only Yom Tov where we don't make a Shechionu. All the other days, the first and last days of Sukkot, and of course, both days of Shavuos, we do make Shechianus. The exception, so to say, that proves the rule is the seventh, and in Chutzlor it's the eighth day of Pesach. You do not make a Shechianu. And this is the Halacha L'maisa. Either of Levi Barchama or Rabbi Chama Barchanina said, Teda, you should know for a fact, Shahare Choluk Bishlosh Dvorim, Shmini Yetzeres is considered a separate Yontif in three ways that it's different than the first days of Sukkot. We'll see later on the famous Gemara, Pozer Koshev, at the end of today's shir, that there are six differences. He only brings down three differences over here. It's separate, it's Choluk Bishlosh Dvorim. It's separate in three ways. From the first days. What are those three ways? B'sukkah, in regards to, you do not have the obligation to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, according to this opinion. The lulav, you take the lulav on the days of sukkahs, but you don't take it on Shmini Atzeres. And likewise, v'nisul chamayim, we do the special water libations during sukkahs, but we don't do them on Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres has no obligation of sukkah, has no obligation of lulav, and there is no obligation of v'nisul chamayim. That's the opinion of Rav Levi Bar Chama or Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, whoever it was that said this memra. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, we'll have a machlokas later on in the Mishnah and tomorrow Shia, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the amount of water that you do for the Nisul Chamayim is only one lug. The opinion of the Chachamim is that you take three lug of water. So he says you only take one lug, and in addition to that, Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, belog haya menasech kol shmona, that you take one log, not three log, but he also says you take it all shmona. In other words, he says you also take the water libations on Shmini Atzeres. So according to the opinion of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, there's only two differences. Harei choluk b'shnei dvarim, two differences between Shmini Atzeres and the days of Sukkot beforehand. Those differences being only Sukkah and Lula, because he says Nisul Chamayim has the same halacha for Sukkot as well as for Shmini Atzeres. More questions, this and says, Ihachi, if what you're saying is true of Yochanan, that you have to make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkot, Bishmini Shochag, so then, if that's true, so why not on Pesach too? Shvi'i Shol Pesach Nami. Because one could make the similar argument that just like you're saying you make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres because it's different than the days before it, either in three or in two ways, so too, Shvi'i Shol Pesach Nami, Hari Choluk B'Achilas Matzah, it's different in the obligation to eat matzah. Then on the first day of Pesach, there's an obligation to eat matzah, but on the last days of Pesach, there's no obligation. Again, we have the famous Vilna Gaon that says you have a kiyum mitzvah every time you eat matzah on Pesach, but the din doesn't require you to. So this way, it's choluk as well. So if you're telling me that Shmini Atzeres, because it's choluk, it's different than the days beforehand, requires a shechianu, so then the seventh day of Pesach is also choluk b'achilas matzah from the days before it. Where do we see that? The Omer Mar. Laila Rishona Chova Mikan V'Elech Rishus. That only on the first night of Pesach is there an absolute obligation to go and eat matzah. All the days afterwards, it's a rishus. So therefore, it's choluk. The seventh day of Pesach is choluk be'achilas matzah. So according to this, why does Rav Yochanan not demand that you say a shechianu on the seventh day of Pesach, like he demands that you make a shechianu on Shmini Shochag, on the eighth day of, quote, Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres? Where it says, because the two aren't comparable. Hachi hashta? Really? Are you comparing the Shmini Atzeres with Shvi'i Shol Pesach? They're not the same. When we're saying by Shmini Atzeres, it's choluk, it's separate, b'shlosh dvarim, so then hosam, milayla choluk, miyom eino choluk. That's true by Shmini Atzeres, but it's not true by Shvi'i Shol Pesach. By Shvi'i Shol Pesach, it's not different than the first day of Pesach or the other days of Pesach. It's only different than the first night of Pesach. The mitzvah to eat matzah is only the first night. So therefore, Shvi'i Shol Pesach is no different than the first day of Pesach. So it's not really choluk from the days beforehand. We don't find that it's choluk b'achilas matzah from the first day of Pesach. It's only from the first night. So therefore, Hossam in regards to Shvi'i Shol Pesach, milayla cholik, it's only different than the first night of Pesach. However, miyom ain't cholik, but it's not different than the first day of Pesach. Therefore, it doesn't require Shechianu. But in regards to Shmini Atzeres, hocha afilu miyom nami cholik, the difference between Shmini Atzeres and the first days of Sukkot and nights is those three things, Sukkah, Lulav, Nisul Chamayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, only Sukkah, Lulav. That's teretz number one, why Rav Yochanan says that Shmini Shochag is different than Shvi'i Shol Pesach. Second teretz, Ravino Amar, no, Zeh Choluk Mishelofonov, Zeh Choluk Mishelifnei Fonov. The difference is that Shmini Atzeres is different than the day right in front of it. Shmini Atzeres is different than Hoshana Rabbah. So that's a stark distinction, one day from the day preceding it, as opposed to the seventh day of Pesach is no different than the sixth day of Pesach, and therefore it's only Choluk Mishalifnei Fonav. It's from the first days, and that's not enough of a distinction that you should go and make a Shechianu now on the seventh day of Pesach. And Halacha L'maisa, as I pointed out, we do make a Shechianu on Shvi Niatzeres, but we do not make a Shechianu on Shvi Shel Pesach. Gemara says, now the Girsa that we have is Oma Rav Papa, but Soros HaShas in Oz Gimel says it really should be Rav Papa Omar because it's a separate statement. When you say Omar, the name of the Amora, it's connected to the previous one. When you started off with the name of the Amora and then Omar, so then it's a new statement. So it should be Rav Papa Omar. Rav Papa tells us another reason why the eighth day of Sukkot, i.e. Shmini Atzeres, is different than the days beforehand and would demand the Shechianu is because Hocha Kesiv Par, in regards to Shmini Atzeres, it says that you only bring one par as the korban. We know that on Sukkot, we bring a declining number of parim, one each day less than the day beforehand, for the total of 70 parim that serve the nations of the world, so to say. Remember, my Rebbeim always telling me, the Gemara says that if the Goyim only understood how much the Beis HaMikdash protected them with the bringing of the 70 parim on Sukkot, over the entire Yontif of Sukkot, that was for the Goyim, for the 70 nations, instead of destroying the Beis HaMikdash, Rechmana Lassan, they would have lined up surrounding the Beis HaMikdash and protected the Beis HaMikdash if they only understood how much it benefited them as well. In any event, we bring 13 parim on the first day, then 12 parim on the second day, so that's a total of 25 parim. We bring on the third day 11 parim, one less, so we're now up to 36 parim. On the fourth day, we bring 10 parim, so now we're up to 46 parim. On the fifth day, we bring 9 parim, so now we're up to 55 parim. On the sixth day, we bring 8 parim, now we're up to 63 parim. And finally, on the seventh day, we bring 7 parim, and now we're up to 70 parim. So it is starting off at 13, going 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, and then 7, one less each day. So if you were to continue this pattern on Shmini Atzeres, you should have brought 6 parim, but we don't. And therefore, Rav Papa tells us that on Shmini Atzeres, the Pasuk tells us to only bring 1 par, not 6 parim. And the other days, it says, Ksiv Parim, you bring one less par each day for the total of the 70 parim. So that's another reason to demonstrate that Shmini Atzeres is not directly just connected to Sukkot, and therefore it's a Yontif Bifnei Atzma, and it requires a Shechianu. Another teretz that's given, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, Hocha Ksiv Bayom. If you look at each day of Sukkot, it says, U Bayom. So therefore, Hocha, on regards to Shmini Atzeres, it doesn't have the Vav HaChibur. It doesn't say U Bayom HaShmini. It says Bayom HaShmini, meaning it's not connected to the previous days. So Hocha, in regards to Shmini Atzeres, it says Bayom, as opposed to, in regards to all of the other days, it says U Vayom HaSheni, U Vayom HaShlishi, U Vayom HaRevi. There's the Vav HaChibur, and therefore those days of Sukkot are all connected one to the other, and therefore you don't get a Shechianu. But by Shmini Atzeres, it's separated. There's no Vav HaChibur. It's Bayom HaShmini, not U Bayom HaShmini, and therefore that's why Rav Yochanan says it requires a Shechianu. Finally, another reason, Rav Ashi Omar, look at the language that it uses in describing how you have to bring the korbanos. In regards to Shmini Atzeres, it says, Hocho Kisiv Bamishpot. The Pasuk says, Min Chosom V'Niskihem Lapor Lo'ayo V'Lakvosim V'Misporom Kamishpot, like there, specific there, as opposed to all of the other days. So on Shmini Atzeres, it specifically mentions that you bring the Menachos and the Nisachim for the power of the Isle and the Kvasim, Kamishpot, like the special decree, like the special laws that are for just Shmini Atzeres. It's a rego b'fnei atzmo. However, in regards to the seventh day of Sukkot, it says, Hasom Kisiv Kimishpotom. The Pasuk says, Umin chosom v'niskihem la porim, all the parim, la elim la kvasim, b'mis parom, you bring them according to their numbers, kimish potom, like it was for all the days of Sukkot. So therefore, on the seventh day, the description of the menachos and the nesachim is similar to all the other days, whereas the eighth day has its own mishpat, it has its own decree. So these are all the reasons why Shmini Atzeres should be considered separate than the preceding days of Sukkot. Murray now wants to suggest, Lema Masayile, the following brisa should support this idea. That is, the pasuk tells us, HaPorim, HaElim, VaHakavosim, Ma'akvin Zezeh. The brisa tells us that if you have all these korbanos and you're unable to bring some of them, so then if you can't bring any one of them, it's ma'akev all the others. You have to bring the set designated number of Zoporim for each day of Sukkot, the set number of Elim, the set number of Kvosim. So the Tana Kama says, if you cannot do that, then they're ma'akev. So don't bring any of them. You can't bring some of them. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Parim ain ma'akvim says that. He says the Elim and the Kvasim, they're ma'akev because they're the same number each day, and therefore you have to bring the set amount. However, since the Parim go down one each day, 13, 12, 11, etc., so he says the Parim are not ma'akvim says that because Shahari mismatin v'hochen, because they go down in number. The first day it's 13, the next day it's 12, and therefore that can't be as essential, so to say, it's not ma'akev if you can't bring the right number Parim because the number changes. That is the Braisa. Now, Amrulo, the Chachamim in this Braisa, they respond to Rabbi Yehuda, if what you're saying is correct, that the Parim Anam Akvin is Ezeh because the number changes, so then, follow Kula Mismat of Hokum Shmini. Then on Shmini Atzeres, we bring a different number, not only a Parim, you bring one Par instead of the next one being six in the progression, or any other number, you only bring one Par, but the number of the Elim and the Kvasim is also different than the preceding days. On all the days of Sukkot, there's a set number of Elim that are brought two, and there's a set number of Kvasim, 14 that are brought. However, on Shmini Atzeres, we bring a lower amount. Instead of two Elim, we only bring Ayel Echad. And instead of the 14 Kvasim, we only bring seven Kvasim. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, why are you saying that the Parim ain Makvin Zezeh, if you bring a lower number on Shmini Atzeres, so then none of them should be Makvin because it's a different number. So that's what the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda respond to this argument? So Amar Lahan, Rabbi Yehuda says back to them, no, Shmini Regel B'fnei Asmu. No, you know why you can't bring me a Raya for Shmini Atzeres? Because it has nothing to do, so to say, with Sukkot. It's a Regel B'fnei Asmu. And here's the Raya. Let us say that this supports what Rabbi Yochanan had said, that you make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres because it's a separate day. If it were to be part of Sukkot, then you're right. That would be a raya that not only the Parim, not Ma'akvim Zezeh, but the Ayil and the Kvasim also shouldn't be Ma'akvim. The Elim and the Kvasim also should not be Ma'akvim one to the other because it goes down on Shmini Atzeres from 2 to 1 and from 14 to 7. And the Parim go, instead of being 6, to 1. So all of them shouldn't be Ma'akvim. So Rav Yehuda responds to that argument and says, no, Shmini Atzeres can't bring me a raya to because it is a separate yontif by itself. Shmini Regel from the Atzmahu, Shekishem, Sheshiva Simei HaChag, Tunim, Korban, Bishir, Ubrach, Valina, and here he starts telling us that just like there are special requirements for Sukkot, that it has its own korban, has a specific korban for each day, and it has its own shir, you sing a special shir in the Mizbeach when you bring the korbanos, it has its own bracha, which the Gemara will discuss momentarily what that is talking about, and it has also a requirement, Valina, that you stay over an extra night. So, Rav Yehuda responds back to him and he says that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo for all of these reasons, so therefore too, av Shmini, so the eighth day, which is separate, must require the same things, just like Sukkot has, it requires its own tone carbon, it requires its own carbon. We just said, you have the one par, the one ayil, and the shivo kvasim. It has its own shear, it has a special shear. Rashi says he doesn't know what the shear is later on, and Tosu says that this is lamnatzeach lashminis. In any event, it has its own shear. It has its own bracha, which now we're going to discuss what that bracha is and try to bring a raya to Rav Yochanan to say that it's a shechianu, and it also has lina, that you have to stay over an extra night. Now, we turn to Mzayin Omid Beis. The Gemara says, what bracha is this talking about? My love, isn't this bracha Zman Shechianu, and therefore this is a raya to Rav Yochanan that you make a Shechianu on the eighth day of Sukkot, i.e. Shmini Atzeres? So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. You know what this bracha is? Lo, it means that you say, Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, or some similar nusach, in the Birchas HaMazon and the Tefillah. So it's not talking about a Shechianu. You can't bring me a raya from here. You can't bring a proof against it, but you can't bring me a raya from here that this is talking about Shechianu. Because in fact, lo, it's talking about the Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh that we add to the benching, to Birchas HaMazon, and we add to the Shmona Esrei when we say, in Yalav Yavu, we say, again, a year like Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, Yom Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh, etc. There are three different versions. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is right, Hochanami Mistabra, because if, in fact, you're going to think that this Raya, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, says back to the Chachamim, these are kodakt of Zman, that it's talking about a Shechianu, so Zman Kol Shiva Miika. We just said in the first part of the Braisa that just like on the first days you have a separate bracha, so too on the last day you should have a separate bracha. Well, every one of the first days you don't have a separate bracha. You don't say Shechianu. Zman Kol Shiva Miika. So therefore, it can't be talking about Shechianu. It must be talking about that on Sukkot, each day has its own bracha called Yom Chag HaSukkot, says that, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, says Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres, says that. Moore says, if that were your problem, then that wouldn't be a raya holo kasha, because technically, the ilo boricha idna, mevorich lemochar, ol yom achrina. Because technically, if you did not make the shechiyona the first day, guess what? There's a makeup day, the second day, there's a makeup day, the third day. So technically, you could say the shechiyona any one of the days of Sukkot. You only say it one time for the yontif of Sukkot, but technically, you could say it any one of the days, so therefore, that would not be a raya against that. Rav Yochanan could be saying that this bracha that it's talking about is talking about a shechiyonu. You make a shechiyonu on Sukkot, and you make a shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. So it's lav dafka that would be a kasha. Now, anywhere it says, if that's true, that it's talking about shechiyonu, if you're telling me, you call makom, that it's a shechiyonu, so then kospinin, but don't you require a cup? Chazal said up that you make the shechiyonu ala kos. So let us say, if this is true, that it's talking about Shechiyonu, Lem Masailil Rav Nachman, the Omer of Nachman, let us say that this is a proof to what Rav Nachman said. What did Rav Nachman say? The Omer of Nachman, Zaman Omro Afilu Bashuk, that you're allowed to go say a Shechiyonu, even in the marketplace. Lav Davka, do you need to make it ala kos? So then, Rav Nachman, who says that you don't have to make the Shechiyonu on a kos, this would be a riot to his opinion, because in the marketplace, we said you can say Shechiyonu whoever you want, so lav dafka, do you make it on wine? You're walking in the marketplace, you realize you didn't make a Shechiyonu, it's cholam wine, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Cholam, Shechiyonu, Kiyuvanu, Yuvanu, Zaman Hazeh. So you don't have a cup. So that should be a right to Rav Nachman, Lema Messiah, Lila Rav Nachman, the Amar Rav Nachman, Zman Omru Afilu Bashuk. You don't have to do it with the coast. You could even do it in the marketplace, because the Amris Boinam coast Koyoma Miika. So there is no coast. There is no Kiddush every day. There's only Kiddush on the first day. So therefore, who says you can have a cup of wine? So let us say, if you're allowed to say the Shechiyonu all the days, that's what this Braya is showing us, so then there would be a Raya to Rav Nachman that you don't have a coast. Where says Lav Davka? Dilma, do you collect coast? Maybe Rav Nachman is incorrect. Maybe, in fact, you make the Shechiyonu even on the days of Chol HaMoed, on the days 2 through 7 of Sukkot, because you didn't make it on the first day. You make a Shechiyonu, but you have to go find the coast. Dilma, do you collect coast? It could be that you have a cup available, and therefore you are making the Shechiyonu coast. You can't bring a Saraya one way or the other to Rav Nachman. Gemara says, V'sava Rabbi Huda Shmini Ton Lina. In the Brisa we just brought down, Rabbi Huda said that just like Shmini regel b'fnei atzmahu, in regards to the first days, the shivas me'achag tunim korban v'shir bracha v'lina, it requires lina. So he said, so too, Shmini atzeres is ton korban v'shir bracha v'lina. So that seems to imply the Rabbi Yehuda says you must stay over after Shmini atzeres. Is that true? But Tanya, we learn in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda himself disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin le Pesach Sheni, Sheno Ton Lina. He says that Pesach Sheni doesn't require you to stay over. If a person was Tomei for Pesach Rishon, wasn't able to bring the Pesach at the right time on Yudalid Nisan and to eat it on Tezvav Nisan, he was Tomei. So then he has the opportunity to bring it again, what we call Pesach Sheni, in Iyar, a month later. So Rav Yehuda says that Pesach Sheni doesn't require Lina. Minayin le Pesach Sheni, Sheno Ton Lina, because the Pasuk says, Shenemar, this pasuk tells us that in the morning you go back to your tents. In other words, you have to stay overnight. But it's connected, as Rashi points out, the smichus of the psukim, right? V'somichle sheishes yomim. This nesbach says uksiv sheishes yomim tocha matzos. For the 6 days you eat matzah. So therefore, the connection between ufanisa v'boker v'lachta le'olecha and the smichus of psukim to sheishes yomim tocha matzos teaches us the following: that type of Pesach es sheton shisha ton lina, that type of korban Pesach that you're required to bring, that you have to have 6 days of eating matzah besides the first day, so that yontif of Pesach requires lina, as opposed to es she'eno ton shisha, a yontif that doesn't have 6 days associated with it doesn't require lina. Es she'eno ton shisha, eno ton lina. That's what Yehuda says. Now, Lemute Mai, isn't he Lab Lemute Nami Shmini Shochag? Isn't he coming to exclude Shmini Atzeres? So therefore, just like Pesach only requires Lina because of the 6 days associated with it, so too Shmini Atzeres shouldn't require Lina because it doesn't have the days associated with it. It's a separate Yontif than Sukkot. So based upon this rationale, Rabbi Yehuda should say that Shmini Atzeres doesn't require Lina. But in the Braisa, he said it does require Lina. So where it says, no, the obvious answer over here, lo, limute Pesach Sheni, the kavose, this drasha that Rabbi Yehuda made that only if it requires sheishes yom to chamatzos, it's talking about Pesach Sheni. It's not talking about Shemini Atzeres. It's talking specifically about Pesach Sheni. That Pesach Rishon requires lina, but Pesach Sheni doesn't require lina because it doesn't have the smichas of psukim sheishes yom to chamatzos. So therefore, you can't bring any raya that Rabbi Yehuda is incorrect in saying that Shemini Atzeres requires lina from this. In fact, this has nothing to do with Shemini Atzeres. This is talking about the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But in fact, Shemini Atzeres, Rabbi Yehuda would say, it would require lina. And I'll show you that this is right, not just a doch teretz, hochanami mistabra. This makes very good sense. Why? Because we learned in the Mishnah Bikurim, Ditnan, it said there in the Mishnah Bikurim, HaBikurim, in regards to bringing Bikurim to Unim, the din of the Bikurim is that it requires carbon. It has a special carbon that's brought with it. Rashi explains that Lohavi imohem shlomim. A person has to go bring a carbon shlomim when he brings his bikurim. Bikurim are the first crops that you designate, that you recognize that they're growing. You put a red bindle around them, and these are reserved to be bikurim. You bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and when you bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, you also bring a carbon shlomim with them. He brings down further Rashi, Ubishas Yerushalmi, in the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Yolof Mivisomachto Bechol Hatov. He brings the raya to this from the pasuk that says, you shall be happy with all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you, and ain simcha el shlomim. Carbon shlomim is the definition of simcha, v'savachto shlomim, v'yochalto v'samachto. So this is the separate carbon that you have to bring, tunim carbon that you bring with the bikurim. The Mishnah will also tell us the shear, that you have a special shear, and Rashi explains the shear nami yolif lo mi b'chol hatov. We learn this out from the same pasuk, v'samachto b'chol hatov. Vein tov el shir. Happiness, goodness, is singing. V'alavim ayomim oso. And the levim would sing the shir. Umau shir, what shir was this? So here he says, Aramim Hashem ki dili soni. That's what it's referring to. As the pasuk in Yechezkel says, D'chsiv yofer kol umetiv nagein. So this is the expression of simcha. U'besifrei namitanya b'chol atov zeshir. So again, this is what he's referring to in the Mishnah when it says that Bikurim, the Mishnah Bikurim tells us that it's tunim carbon b'shir, and it also requires tenufa. You have to go and wave the Bikurim. Rashi says, we'll see this in a moment, why that is so. The lina, and it also requires lina. And Rashi explains, hosom yolof lo ufonis v'boker. It says that you'll stay over till the following morning. And it teaches us, holomata, shekola pino shata pone, lo yuela b'boker. So when you leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, it should always be in the morning. You stay over that extra night. That shows the chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to the Jewish people. In any event, the Mishnah in Bikurim tells us that when you bring the Bikurim, you require carbon, shir, tenufa, and lina. Now, man shamisle d'amar tenufa. Who is the author of this Mishnah that says that the Bikurim require tenufa? That is Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we'll get to a proof of that in a moment. But it says in this Mishnah, the Karmar Ton Lina. This Mishnah in Bikurim says that Bikurim require Lina. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you require Lina even though you don't have the 6 days, the Sheishes Yamim. So it must be that the Sheishes Yamim is a specific din of Pesach Sheni, and it has nothing to do with Bikurim, and it has nothing to do with Shemini Atzeres. Oh, let us say that this is a raya to this idea. Hochanami Mistabra. Now, where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana that says that you have to do Tenufa, and therefore he must be the Tana of this Mishnah in Bikurim? Because the Tanya, could we learn in a Braisa, the Braisa tells us that we should darshan the following pasuk, V'yato hinei hevesi es reishis prihu adamo, the Bikurim, asher nosatli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, asher nosatli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. And the pasuk says, V'hinachto lefnei Hashem Elokecha, now the pasuk says v'hinachto. What does that mean? You should put it down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this braisa, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, it doesn't mean you should put it down. V'hinachto doesn't mean you should put it down. He says zu tenufa. This tells us that you have to do a tenufa, a waving of the bikurim. Now, the more questions it says at omer zetnufa. You're telling me, Rabbi Yehuda, that v'hinachto means tenufa. Maybe not. Maybe it means v'hinachto. It means you should put it down. It means that you should put it down. After all, that's what the words mean. So why are you telling me it means tenufa? So Gemara says, no, it has to mean tenufa because we have a separate pasuk, kishu omer v'hinicho. We have a separate pasuk that tells us v'lokach ha'kohen etenem yodecha v'hinicho lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha. So I already have a pasuk telling me that you should put it down in the Beis HaMikdash. So when the pasuk tells me v'hinicho, that means you should put it down. Harei hanocha omer. So therefore, what do I need the pasuk v'hinachto? Homani mekayim the other pasuk v'hinachto. Oh, Zu Tanufa. Rehuda says that must be a reference to Tanufa. So again, the first pasuk tells us v'hinichau. We have a later pasuk that tells us v'hinachto. So therefore, it's two things. You have to put it down, but Rehuda says you also have to go and wave it. Ah, so we see that Rabbi Huda is the Tana that requires Tanufa, and therefore Rabbi Huda must be the Tana of that Mishnah, and clearly that Mishnah requires Lina, even though it's not 6 days. So clearly the drasha of Sheshes Yamim that we learned out is only a reference to Pesach Sheni. It's not a reference to Bikurim, and therefore it's also not a reference to Shmini Atzeres. Hocha Nami Mistavra. This makes good sense. Where it says, maybe not. Maybe Vidilmo, this Mishnah is actually Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Who says that it's Rabbi Yehuda? It could be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and then you don't have a raya. Maybe, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda does require that you have 6 days, and maybe he would not require that Shmini Atzeres requires Lina because it doesn't have the 6 days. Sheshes Yamim doesn't have the smichus of the psukim. Now, why would this be Dilma Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Because we have another brisa in the Tanya. It says, V'lokacha kohen atenem yodecha. So the pasuk tells us that the kohen shall take the basket from the person who's bringing the bikurim. And that teaches us, limit ala bikurim shet to unim tenufa. He says, that's where you get the idea that you have to do tenufa. And this is the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the author of the Mishnah Bikurim that says you require tenufa, and not Rabbi Yehuda. How do we see this? My time to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Where would we see from this possible that means tenufa? Because we have Gzeir Shava, Asya Yod Yod Mishlomim. Now, Ksiv Hocha, it says in regards to the Bikurim, the pasuk that we just says, V'lakacha kohen hatena miyodecha. The kohen shall take it from the hand of the person bringing the Bikurim. And it says, in regards to Karban Shlomim, Uksiv Hosam, when you bring a Karban Shlomim, Yodov Tiviena Eis Ishe Hashem. So the person who's bringing the Karban Shlomim has to go bring the Karban to the Mizbeach, to the kohen. Now, this Gzeir Shava of Yod Yod, miyodecha, and Yodov Tiviena teaches us the following. Ma'akan Kohen, in the case of the Bikurim, it must be taken by the Kohen, V'lokacha Kohen, and that means the waving. So too, Af Lahalam, in regards to the Shlomim, the Kohen has to be the one to do the Tnufa. Aye, it does mention about the Balim, Uma Lahalam Ba'olim, by the waving of the Shlomim, it says, Yodov Tiviena, Eisi Shehashem, that the Balim have to do it, so too, the Kohen has to do it, and the Balim have to do it in regards to the Bikurim as well. Afkan Baalim. So how do you have both the Kohen and the Balim doing the waving? So how do you accomplish this Gzeir Shava? So Kohen Miniach Yodo Tachas Yad Balim Meinif. So the Balim bring their Korban. The Kohen puts his hand underneath the hands of the Balim, and they do the Tnufa together, both by the Bikurim and by the Korban Shlomim. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya that Rabbi Yehuda is necessarily the author of the Mishnah Bikurim that says that it requires tenufa. It could possibly be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore you can't say Hochanami Mistabra that it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that Shmini Atzeres requires Lina, and he doesn't hold this Sheshes Yamim Smichus HaPsukim. Maybe in fact he does, because he may not be the author of that Mishnah in Bikurim. Mori says, "My Havilah." What is the halacha? Do we or do we not say Eshechionu on Shmini Atzeres? So now we go into a famous Gemara. Rav Nachman Omar, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag. We do in fact say Eshechionu on Shmini Atzeres. However, Rav Sheshes disagrees with Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes Omar, Ein Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag. Rav Sheshes says, no, it's not a separate Yontif, and therefore we don't make Eshechionu. How do we paskin V'Hilchusa, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag? We do say Shechianu on the 8th day of Sukkot / Shmini Atzeres, and we have a brisa, the famous brisa Tanya Kavasa of Nachman, where the brisa in support of Nachman that says that we in fact do make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, and that is Shmini. It says on Shmini Atzeres, and we turn to Memches Omud Aleph for the famous words: Shmini Atzeres is Regel Bifnei Atzmo. It is a separate holiday in regards to Le'inyan Pazer Koshev. In regards to these six, this is a mnemonic, the Pei, Zayin, Reish, Kuf, Shin, and Beis, Pazer Koshev. Each stands for a separate aspect of Shmini Atzeres that shows and demonstrates that it is a separate yontif. What is the mnemonic? So you make the Pei pious. You have a separate lottery. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Shebechol, Pari Yachag, for the declining numbers of Parim, 13, 12, 11, that you bring on Sukkot, Loy Matil and Pious. They didn't have to make a separate lottery. They just went round and round for the 24 Mishmaros. So the first day, 13 of them did the Parim. The next day, you kept on going along, and the next 12 did it. The next day, the 11, they kept on going around and around in a circle for the 24 Mishmaros. So Eze Mishmar Yakriv, Lefi Shebeseder, Hayu Makrivin, O son, Achakol Chavdala Mishmaros, Shonos, Umishal Shosh Bahen. So when you go through 70 and you have 24, so 24 goes into 70 almost three times. 72 would be perfect. So you're going to have 22 of the Mishmaros doing it three times, and two of the Mishmaros only doing two of the Parim. So that is this process. So therefore, you don't need a separate lottery each day to see which Mishmar is going to bring the Parim. As opposed to the last day, Shmini Atzeres, when you only bring in one par, they have to make a special lottery as to which Mishmar would get to bring it. So that has a pious bifnei atzmo. The Zayin stands for Zman. Ah, Shechianu. Zman bifnei atzmo. So that's the raya over here that you make a Shechianu to Rav Yochanan. The next part of the mnemonic is the ratio of poser, and that stands for rego b'fnei atzmo. In what way is it a rego b'fnei atzmo? So Rashi says, shein yoshvim b'sukkah, that you don't sit in the sukkah, so therefore it demonstrates that it's a separate holiday. Again, we're giving the understanding over here, all of these. So Rashi, there are other Rishonim that have slightly different interpretations, including some over here in Tosos. In any event, that's the poser. Then you have the kuf of karshev. So the kuf stands for carbon bifnei atzmo. It has its own carbon, as Rashi explains. She'enu kisei de pari achad, as we brought down. We don't have the same number of parim declining each day by one for Shmini Atzeres. Instead of bringing what would have been six, we bring one. And likewise, the ayil, instead of bringing two, we bring one. And the kvasim, instead of bringing 14, we bring seven. So it has carbon bifnei atzmo. Fine. And then shira bifnei atzmo has its own song. As I pointed out, Rashi doesn't say here what the song is. And Tosus elsewhere tells us that it's lamnatseach lashminis. And then, finally, the last mnemonic over here, the bays of koshev. So it also has bracha bifnei atzmo. What does it mean, bracha bifnei atzmo? So we say, es yom hashmini, chag v'atzeres hazeh, or yom hachag shmini v'atzeres hazeh, whatever the girsa is, and we say a separate bracha for shmini v'atzeres, as opposed to we don't say chag hasukos hazeh. So that is the last part of the mnemonic, bracha bifnei atzmo. Rashi also brings down the Tosefta, it's mashma shemavarchim es hamelech, and he says, v'hochi gassin lo, bracha bifnei atzmo, shenemar, b'yom hashmini, sholach hasom, v'yivarchu es ha-melech. So another opinion would be that it has a separate bracha for the melech. So this concludes Rashi's understanding of Pazir Koshev. If you look in the Tosus, Dibra Maskel Regu Bifnei Atzmo, he has some slight differences, and the idea is that Shmini Atzeres certainly is a Regu Bifnei Atzmo in many regards. It is somewhat connected to Sukkos. B'di'evit, if you were to say B'yom Chag HaSukkos HaZeh, you would be Yotzi. You wouldn't have to repeat the Shmonesi. If you said B'chag HaMatzos HaZeh, you'd have to repeat the Shmonesi because you didn't mention Sukkos or Shmini Atzeres. But by accident, if you made the mistake and didn't designate Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh, but you said Yom HaSukkos, you would be B'di'evit Yotzi. So it is connected. There is a strong connection between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos, but the bottom line is, in these six regards, the Poser Koshev, it is Regel Bifnei Atzmo. With this, we conclude today's shiur.